Mishnah Gimel, Klal Omer by Yavama, the Chachamim said a rule regarding Yavama, regarding when Chalitza applies, when Yibam applies, and there are three different levels. Firstly, as we have seen, Kolshi Yisr Erva, any woman who is forbidden to Ruvain as a Erva, for example, if Shimon's wife is Ruvain's daughter, she does not do Chalitza or Yibam with Ruvain, and if Ruvain is the only brother who is surviving, then she can marry somebody else without receiving neither Chalitza nor Yibam. Isura Isur Mitzvah, what happens if Ruvain is forbidden to marry her midrabanon? So as we have seen twice already, that would mean that midaraisa, there would be a full obligation of Yibam or Chalitza. Midrabanon, it's forbidden to do Yibam, and so to solve the problem, one would do Chalitza. So she would require Chalitza, and then she'd be able to marry somebody else. And adds the mission of the Isser Kedusha. If Reuven is forbidden to marry her, and that prohibition comes under the category of an Isser Kedusha. This refers to a prohibition mid-Araisa. However, she is not a relative of Reuven. The prohibition is as a result of something else. For example, if she is a divorcee and he's a Kohen. So a Kohen can't marry somebody who has been divorced. That would be an example of an Isser Kedusha. We'll see other examples in the following Mishnah. But as it may, although this is a prohibition mid-Araisa, there is a rule that Asei Deichaleisa Asei. If there is a positive mitzvah to do something, and at the same time there is a negative mitzvah saying don't do something, there is a rule that the positive one overrides the negative mitzvah, and because of that mid-Araisa, the obligation of Yibum would apply even in these cases. Since a Kohen marrying a divorcee is only a Leisa Aseh, so the mitzvah of Yibum would override it. So mid-Araisa, you could do Yibum or Chalitza. However, mid-Rabbanon, it is still forbidden to do so. The reason being that as soon as the mitzvah is over, once he's had marital relations for the first time, it would from then onwards be forbidden. Because it's no longer a mitzvah to override the prohibition of having relations with a divorcee. And the Chachom were concerned that if somebody would do Yibum, then they wouldn't just divorce that woman straight away, and they would end up having marital relations with her after that as well. And therefore, Midrabanon, it is forbidden to perform Yibum in such a case. So in these two cases, Chaletzes v'lo misabemes, she would require Chalitza, and she may not do Yibum. Now, we mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta that even before performing Yibum or Chalitza, the Shomeres Yavam, the widow of the dead man, she is forbidden to marry anybody else until she receives Yibum or Chalitza. If she receives Yibum, then of course she's already married to somebody, and if she performs Chalitza, then she can go and marry somebody else. But before then, it is forbidden, and the reason for this is because there is a Zika, a weak bond and connection between the Yavam and the Shomeres Yavam. Kind of like a weak marriage. Now, this connection between them is, on a mid-Araisa level, not considered like marriage. So, for example, although it's forbidden to marry the sister of one's wife, it will be permitted mid-Araisa to marry the sister of the Shomeres Yavam. However, mid-Rabbanon, it is forbidden. Now, when talking about the halachas of Zika, we give the Shomeres Yavam another name. So far, we've seen that she's called a Shomeres Yavam or a Yavama. She can also be called a Zakuka, a woman who has a Zika connection to a Yavam. Be as it may, the first Mishnah of the next Perek will describe a case of Achi Zukukosai. What is Achi Zukukosai? So if you imagine you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuven is married to Rachel, Shimon is married to Leah. You can see this on the diagram for the first Mishnah of the next Perek. If Reuven and Shimon both die, together or one after the other, what happens is Rachel and Leah both fall to Levi for Yibum or Chalitza. So Rachel is a Zakuka to Levi and Leah is a Zakuka to Levi. Now since Midrabanon it's forbidden to marry the relatives of one's Zakuka, just like it's forbidden to marry the relatives of one's wife, if you think about it, both Rachel and Leah are the relative of Leah's Zakuka, of Levi's Zakuka. They are both Achoy Zakukasai, the sister of his Zakuka. And because of that, Midrabanon it is forbidden for Levi to do Yibum on any of them, and he would have to perform Chalitza to both of them. Although in general, one only performs Chalitza on one of the wives, and that exempts all of the wives, that's only when they come from one husband. But here, both Rachel and Leah come from two different husbands, so the Chalitza on one of them cannot exempt the other woman. So that is the regular case of Achi Zakukasai, which we'll learn about in the next Perek. But now, if you look at the diagram for our Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, this is an exception to the law of Achi Zakukasai. Because in our case, one of the sisters is an Erva to Levi. As shown on the diagram, before Rachel was married to Reuven, Rachel was married to Levi's son Aaron. So Rachel is forbidden to Levi as the erva of his daughter-in-law. She is Levi's daughter-in-law. And because of that, Rachel does not fall to Levi at all. She's one of the 15 Arayas, and therefore there is no Zika at all between Levi and Rachel. So only one sister, only Leah, falls to Levi, which means that Leah is not Achisuku Kosai, and says the Mishnah, Achisa, the sister of the Erva, Shehiya Vimta, who is his Yavama, referring to Leah over here, Choletzes Oymis Yabemes, she can do either Chalitza or Yibum with Levi.